Okay, this test is actually going to be how well can this mic take EQ and other forms of processing and signal destruction? So this is a thing. I like that sound. This is just the straight sound through the preamp with nothing funny turned on. By the way, this is the UM70 through the Audient Black preamp with no extra function. But I am patched in the EQ, but it's not engaged. So it's just kind of hooked up to the EQ right now, and the EQ's out. I gotta do a little gain adjustment here. All right. I'm just trying to get a better signal. All right, so that's nothing. This is just straight sound, me talking and playing. All right, so this is the HMX circuit. It's like a little distortion. It's on zero. Actually, I think I liked it better without that. Yeah, here it's cleaner. Here it is back in the HMX on zero. And I'm going to turn it up to about five. And here it is out. That was HMX. The whole point of doing this actually was to see how well this mic will take EQ. So let's turn on the EQ, and there it's in with everything on zero. I like playing with this presence thing. This is 3K at 3 dB boost. That's 3 dB boost. That's 7 dB boost. And that's 3 dB cut. And that's, yeah, that won't cut that much, but that's just kind of the range. 3 dB boost, zero, 3 dB cut. All right, I have to do this thing. This is the overtone and glow circuits. They're like bass compression. All right, that was just to hear what it sounded like. I'm taking them back out because you probably don't have those on your EQ, unless you got this one. All right, so what else we need to do? Lows? Well, what do you want to do to this thing? You want me to, here's 3 dB low cut. If you ever would want to boost it, but if you did, it would sound like this. All right, I don't think we like the boost. All right, here's the high frequency. I've got 8K and I've got air. So this is 3 dB of 8K. I'm taking away 3 dB at 8K. Yeah, I actually liked it a little bit at high in there. So here's 3 dB of air. That doesn't sound bad. And here's, I'm taking 3 dB out. Okay, I'll put it back to zero. And I'm gonna play with a tilt function. This, you probably don't have this either, but it's just, this is the normal setting, and then this setting, it just kind of boosts the bass, cuts the highs, makes it kind of tilts everything to the bass. And then this tilts everything to the treble. It sounds better to me tilted to the treble, and here it is normal. Actually sounds good too. All right, so what else have I not done with this thing? I have not played with the low mids. So I've got sweepable 1.5K. That's where we are right now. We're up. Oh no, it goes to 2K. I'm up 3 dB at 2K. And I'm just going to kind of play with it. So I'm going to sweep 3 dB. That's from 125 to 2K is what it is. And here I'm going to take 3 dB out. That's the 2K. And I'm kind of sweeping down to 125. And sweeping back up to 2K. All right, there you have it. That's what this mic does. Oh, you want to do extreme EQ move and see what it'll do there? Okay, you asked for it. Here's that was... Once you go past 7 dB, it's pretty extreme. That's presence. There's your bass. There's your high. Is that air? Yeah. No, let's do 8K so you know what it is. 8K, ew. And here's 7 dB of mid-range. Let's go back to normal. This is everything back to normal so you can hear what it sounds like. So I think it actually sounds pretty good at normal, but I just wanted to test this to see if you could EQ it and, you know, how well the mic would respond, because oftentimes you can EQ it and it won't sound natural, but this seems to handle EQ pretty well. All right, there you go.